There is a long standing custom of using breathing as the center of one's meditation, the center of gravity, the default, the heart of it. And then from the breathing, that one begins to expand one's awareness out into other areas of one's life. A little bit like awareness can either switch from being with the breathing to switching to a careful attention to other parts of our life as they become predominant. Or as if one still remains anchored, rooted in breathing, but the awareness begins to include the other things which are salient. So there's a wide field of awareness that includes other things. And over these mornings, the instructions will now begin to expand the field of awareness, the scope of awareness, with the breath breathing still at the center or the place which is the anchor we return to. But also so that they start including some of the other important parts of our life. And for today, it's the body, mindfulness of the body. And there's a long tradition in Buddhism of giving kind of a very important role or place, honored place, for our body. Sometimes it's called The body is called the Bodhimanda, the place of awakening. People will go to pilgrimage to the place in India where the Buddha was enlightened. And the particular spot is called the Bodhimanda. But for each of us, there's there's a way in which we can be inclusive and aware of our body. That it itself is our Bodhimanda, it's our place. And certainly many times it's so easy to live in the control tower, to live disconnected from our body, to live in our thoughts, our fantasies, past and future. And there can be a swirl of energy in the world of thinking that sometimes it's very compelling. And we're not dismissing the mind in this practice. In some ways, we're not disrespecting anything. But the movement of practice is, in modern kind of Western language, could be to become whole. In the ancient language, it's to become unified. In the modern language, we talk about integrating our experience. And one of the primary locations for integration is the body. The body can process and unfold in brilliant ways if we allow it. And if we want to become whole or unified, the place to do that is in the present moment. And the body is always here and now. It can't be anywhere else. The mind can be in our thoughts and fantasies. The mind can be there and then. It can be anywhere but the present moment. And the task to be really to be here so this integration, wholeness, unification can happen of bringing the mind and body together. The task is to bring the mind in the same place and time as the body. by having the awareness be inclusive of your body. And that allows for many things to happen, this integration. For the things that are uncomfortable in our body, the body can hold that. The body is like a wide container. If you relax the edges of your body, edges of your experience, edges of your discomfort in your body, then the wider body is kind of like the cupped hands that will have space to hold, care for whatever's happening, make space for. And if it's wholesome and pleasant and good experiences in the body, those can often be part of the path of fuller and fuller integration. Some of the deepest experiences of really being at peace in this world with ourselves, content, happy, even feelings of freedom, are most fully experienced through the body. Then they're whole, they're part of the wholeness, part of the unification. So we have instructions for mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of how for you to be aware in your body. And I'm going to do it with an exercise. And at some point in the exercise, I'm going to ask you to be aware of the place in your body where your body experiences breathing. The place in your body where you usually go when you're aware of breathing, mindfulness of breathing. And not so much the breathing, but the place. So for some people, that's the movements of the chest, the rib cage expanding and contracting. For some people, it's the movements of the belly or the diaphragm. For some people, it's the sensations of the air going in and out through the nostrils, or the air flowing across kind of the top of the upper lip, maybe. For some people, it's a very broad experience in the body. It's a wide field that we feel in the body as we breathe. And for some people, it's very narrow and like a little point. So just kind of remember where, or kind of register how it is that you experience your breathing, predominantly the main place, so that when I direct you there, you'll know where to go. So sitting here with your eyes closed, begin this exercise by feeling the sensations of your right hand. I love that Don talked about the teacher who spent the whole retreat, the sensations of the hand. So feel the sensations of your right hand, the palm of the hand, the back of the hand, the fingers, and some of the sensations might be tingling, vibration, sensations of flow, glow, warmth and coolness. There might be contact of your hand against some other part of your body or clothes. Feeling of softness, hardness. There may be sensations of weight. Parts of your hand might feel heavier than others. Part of your hand has more sensations than other parts. And then a little bit while you're with your hand, see if you can notice the attitude with which you're attending to your hand. Are you resisting the exercise? Are you straining to try to do it well? Are you discouraged because your mind wanders off a lot? Are you at ease and equanimous about what's there and content just to feel it? And if you can, see if you can have a calm, steady awareness of your right hand. Curious, interested in the sensations, and how maybe if you're really feeling the various sensations of the right hand, the hand maybe doesn't have any clear boundaries between the skin and the air or anything else. Certainly if you look at your hand you could see that, but just the sensations are just humming along, flowing, appearing, disappearing. The attention moves between different parts of the hand. And then in a calm but deliberate way, switch your attention to your left foot. And imagine maybe that your left foot's almost like a sponge for sensations. And you just let yourself be aware of the sensations in your left foot as they get soaked into the sponge, as they appear. And it's not so much you're aware from the control tower, but you're noticing how the foot experiences its sensations, how the sensations experience themselves. And being aware of the sensations of the left foot, perhaps you can make room for them. An allowance, a willingness to let them just be there. Let them just be absorbed in the sponge of awareness. In a certain kind of way, in just feeling the sensations, there is no foot. There's just sensations floating in space. And now, deliberately but calmly, bring your attention to some part of your body that has some degree of discomfort. Not so much directly focusing on discomfort, but on that place where that's happening, the part of your body where that is. In the same way that you felt sensations of your hand and foot, allow yourself to feel the sensations of where you're uncomfortable. As if everything that's there has permission to be there. And you're just allowing the sensations to be known, to be experienced. Maybe curious what those sensations in that part of your body are like in and of themselves. As if they have, it's completely okay for them to be there, and they have their own life, their own unfolding. Making space for them. Letting the wider field of the body around it hold it. Give it space, like hands, gentle hands, soft hands, cup to hold it. And now, calmly and deliberately, bring your awareness to that part of your body where you feel breathing. Being interested in how the body experiences breathing. How the sensations experience themselves. Letting the awareness, the contact with the sensations of breathing be the place where the mind and body come together through awareness of the body. Maybe as if that part of your body is a sponge for sensations. Allow the sensations that come and go as you breathe to be absorbed and appear. Allow them to come and go. And if it keeps you connected to your breathing, you can very, very softly use a single one-word thought that grounds you there. Maybe in as you breathe in, out as you breathe out. Maybe relaxing the thinking muscle as you exhale. Softening the thinking mind. Quieting it. So you can better feel and sense the body breathing. feeling the coming and going of sensations of breathing in the way you felt them in your hand. Perhaps riding, surfing on the sensations as they come and go. And then to continue this way for the rest of the sitting. But if some strong sensation in your body arises that pulls your attention to it, that seems to need attention, calmly, deliberately, you can let go of breathing and bring your attention to that part of your body where that strong sensation is. And see if you can experiment with feeling it, sensing it, the way you felt the right hand. And when it's no longer compelling, then you can begin again with your breathing. And now, if you like, see if you can let your awareness take in your whole body, like you were aware of the sensations of your hand. Open up, expand awareness to be inclusive of the body as a whole. Being content to do it your way, whatever way is accessible to you. It might be that it's like turning on a light bulb and awareness now kind of glows and fills the whole body. Or it might be that awareness is like a firefly that freely flies around the body, whatever way it wants to go, aware of different parts of the body, or anything in between. But see if you can feel the body as a whole, the way you felt the hand. The whole body a sponge for awareness, for sensations. Whatever sensations you feel in your body are the manifestation of life, the lived experience of the present moment. Perhaps letting your thinking mind rest, relax, become quieter so that you can feel your body better. Perhaps letting attention rest in the body. And in being aware of the whole body, that's inclusive of the experience of breathing. And maybe the experience of breathing is at the center, like the center of a mandala, a wheel. connecting to your body, staying connected to your body for a few moments, sensing and feeling what shifts in your body. What happens in your body in the moments now when you hear the bell to end the sitting, in the moments afterwards? So in the way that we're teaching mindfulness in this retreat, breathing, experience, the body's experience of breathing, is the center, the gravity, the default, the anchor. And if nothing else is more compelling, the idea is to cultivate greater mindfulness and concentration on breathing. There's a lot, it can be for many people, a lot of benefits from doing so. So it's considered the anchor. There can be other anchors. So it's something you talk to teachers about if you'd like to have a different anchor, but it's the kind of the basic instructions. And then the idea, though, is that if something else becomes more compelling, some other experience is stronger, then we don't want to set up a tension between the other experience and the breathing, like you're trying to stay with the breath, but this other experience is screaming or something really loud. The idea is then you let go, you don't have to have that tension. Just when you feel that there's a pull, then you let go of the breathing and you can bring your attention to really be with that other experience. And right now it's mostly we're doing it in the body. And if there's a lot of strong emotions or a lot of intense thinking going on, you might find it very interesting, very useful to just stay with the body with those experiences. Recognize the emotion, but really, what's happening in the body? What's the compelling sensations in the body around the emotions? If there's a lot of intense thinking, what are the sensations in your body associated with that? Just kind of keep, for this day, just come back to the body, feel the body. Makes it a lot simpler because you don't have to figure it out, what it's all about. Just come back and trust the body for now. The body is really wise. It'll process things in its own way, integrate, make whole. And then if you're with some experience of your body, being with it like you were with the right hand, trying not to be in the control tower, watching it or figuring it out, but really being in it almost and making space for it, holding it through the cupped hands, so that the thinking mind doesn't easily take you away, we can use a thinking mind to stay present by having a one-word thought that's like the rope that to the anchor. And that is, you know, so if you're feeling an ache in your knee, you really feel the knee, but you might very gently, very softly, as if maybe you're whispering it in your mind, you just say, ache, ache. Or knee, just to kind of just encourage you to stay there. It's like maybe like a little, I don't know, pat on the back. You're doing great, just stay there. That's good. And then maybe the mind will less likely wander off. And if it does wander off, which if it does, when it does, then a wonderful experiment to do is to experiment against all other policies. Experiment with having no problem with it. It's okay. But as soon as you notice it, come back to your breathing or come back to your body. Like you're always going to start over again, like you're starting fresh. So there's no need to make a problem or feel, oh no, whatever. So experiment with this, you know, if you want to experiment, just experiment with, oh yes, I get to come back to my body. As opposed to, oh no, I'm thinking again. Oh good, I get to remember to come back. And this coming back and starting over is really a powerful phenomena. It's underappreciated how significant just that movement is. It's a movement towards freedom. If you keep doing it, just be. So every opportunity you have, don't give yourself extra opportunities to come back intentionally, but every chance you have, just be content and happy. Oh yes, I get to come back here to breathing, and then enter into the sponge, if that metaphor works for you, right? Enter into the body and see what happens if the body is the medium. The body is the lake in which you're swimming in, you know, the pool in which you're kind of basking in, and in which you feel everything. Everything's kind of registered and discovered through the body. What's it like to stand in line downstairs for a meal? What's it like for your body? And if it's uncomfortable standing there, can you open up and let the body be a wider field than the particular discomfort that you're control tower is focusing on, and just see what's, you know, kind of a wider glow, a wider kind of pool that, okay, it's uncomfortable here, but there's more, it's just holding it, maybe. And then when you come up to lunch and you see the food and you get kind of excited and wondering if there's going to be enough for you by the time you get there because people are taking big helpings, what does that feel like in the body? Keep coming, oh, like that. I feel tight. I feel like I'm leaning forward and my eyes are straining now to count the pieces of tofu. You know, so it's good. What is it like for the body? What's it like for the body? Come back and throughout the day, whenever you are, be curious, be in your body. It's your Bodhimanda. It's your place of enlightenment. It's a wonderful thing, your body. And walking meditation is certainly a very embodied practice. It's a great place to experiment with being embodied and being in your body and being present. And sometimes just letting the whole body be aware of the whole body as you walk. And then maybe having the center of gravity be the feet. And just kind of let it be the body that's experiencing walking as opposed to the control tower watching it or seeing it. So finally, I'll say what I'd like to encourage you to do is for today is believe in your body, meaning care for it, love it, hold it dear, believe in your body. I bet your body will love being believed in. It's not used to it. Chances are it's not used to being believed.